on Gaza. The latest development is that Press TV and Al Olam, our Arabic sister channel, their buildings inside Gaza have been targeted. Press TV, one of the only international news channels reporting from inside the Gaza Strip with more correspondents on the ground than anyone else. And we have now become a target. Let's go straight to Hamoudi Gharib, our correspondent inside the Gaza Strip, to give us more. Hamoudi.
Yes. In an attempt to silence the voice of truth, the Israeli air jets have targeted our building. I was in the building alongside with 30 other journalists and reporters. I would like to confirm that there are, alhamdulillah, there are no casualties, and we all fled for our lives. They targeted the rooftop while four live emissions were on air. And to just to let it be known, the Israeli army have the coordinates. They said that we only need to put the projectors. We did put the projectors for the last 14 days. The projectors have been on 24 hours a day. They have the coordinates. Yet they have bombarded the building. The building has been targeted from the Israeli army. And we're all now underneath the building. We cannot go up because it's really dangerous. Our SNGs, our equipment is still up. So alhamdulillah, we're all safe, no one was hit. And we're just waiting in the hours to come to see what's going on. Now, we've experienced before that Israel doesn't do only one airstrike. They can then fire another. We're just waiting to see what's gonna happen. We're waiting to see if they're going to target the building again. And we're waiting underneath the building as we speak.
Hamoudi.
Again, I would like to confirm more than one press TV up and 8 or 9 other TV channels are reportedly working in our building. There are no civilians in our building. The building is under construction. It's brand new. The only offices working are the offices for the media, as well as the media personnel. They all have significant vests. They all wear significant vests that show the press TV, and show that we are journalists. We all wear helmets. It's shown to the whole world. That building on the rooftop, everyone knows there's journalists. So it's another attempt from Israel to put the truth. Let it be known, though, we are still, we continue from under the building. We continue to cover the war of aggression against Palestinians.
Hamoudi, was there any warning before these attacks? You're saying that you had received assurances that as long as your coordinates were given, you would be safe. What happened in the moments prior to the attack?
Yes, there had been no warning whatsoever. The moments prior to the attack, we were on the rooftop trying to fix our refugees to go live. There were, in the daytime, there were three other live emissions for three different channels. They haven't warned us. They didn't call anyone and said there was a warning. They targeted the east part of the rooftop for the rocket. Very, very, very thanks to God that we are very lucky that no one got hit. We left the rooftop, we left it, we went down. And right now I can hear planes over the building. Let's just hope that this night they won't target more civilians. Let's just hope that civilians are safe tonight. Let's just hope that the journalists are safe tonight. It's not the place to stay. Not the UN headquarters, and not the international aid organizations. And now it's confirmed, not even the journalist building.
Hamoudi, tell us what damage has occurred to the building, to the equipment that allows you to do the important work you're doing on the ground, because international and foreign journalists are barred and banned by Israel from entering the Gaza Strip. Just a handful of you left inside Gaza to report to the world what is going on. What damage has happened to your building, to your equipment?
Yes, well, we all ran for our lives without any equipment. It's a little too early to go upstairs to find what was damaged. But I can confirm that there has been some damage because most of the equipment is on the rooftop. The SNG devices, the other equipment, the cameras, the projectors, they're all on the rooftop. And we just fled for our lives. We didn't carry anything. So it's a little bit early to say what was damaged. But there has been damage, but we cannot define exactly what was been damaged.
Well, Hamoudi, we can just see you on the screen with one of your crew members. The latest pictures, not live, because now Hamoudi, who you can see in the middle there, and his team is underground, and it seems we've just lost him. Let me update you to what has been happening. Basically, a journalistic building holding Press TV journalists, as well as journalists from our Arabic sister channel, Al Olam, has been targeted by Israeli forces. The images you're seeing are the latest images from our team inside Gaza. There you can see clearly marked press with a helmet on, saying clearly that they are from the TV. Their building was clearly marked. Our correspondent Hamoudi telling us that there was liaisons with the Israeli side who had guaranteed that they would not be hit as long as their coordinates were given daily, in which they had been for the last 14 days. This is the latest in a string of unprecedented attacks by the Israeli army on their 14th night of attacks on the Gaza Strip. A United Nations school has been targeted, where many civilians had fled to that United Nations school for refuge. The United Nations says that there had been liaisons there as well, and they had no explanations for why the United Nations school had been targeted. We've heard other stories from the United Nations as well, and from other reports, that the Israeli army had told over 100 civilians to flee to a safe haven, to a safe home, 24 hours later, when they knew the coordinates of that home. When they told the citizens and civilians to go to that home, they bombed it. And the latest we have is that the only few journalists that are inside the Gaza Strip have now been targeted. Press TV and Al Olam, our Arabic sister channel, has been targeted. No casualties in those attacks, though, luckily.
Well,